B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we are going to start with a story out of Colorado. A 73-year-old woman was cited with two misdemeanors after a young buck deer she had raised in her home gored her neighbor last week. Tynette Housley admitted to raising and feeding the deer, which she took into her home a year ago It was a days-old fawn. On Friday morning, the buck attacked a neighbor who was walking her dog. That buck repeatedly knocked her down and gored her with its antlers while she ran into a neighbor's house and then into to her own house. Only when she ran between two cars in her garage did the buck back off.
So I know you have a couple of bucks that you've been raising in your home, Preston, but you put rubber stoppers on their antlers, right?
It saves everybody.
Yeah, it saves your neighbors.
The woman spoke to officers from her hospital bed and has since been released. She suffered serious lacerations to her head, cheek, and legs. The buck also approached a wildlife officer who was investigating the attack, and the officer euthanized the buck, which had blood on its two-pronged antlers, and took it to a lab so that it could be tested for rabies and other diseases.
Rattlers!
The deer's stomach contents of hay, grain, corn, and possibly potato confirmed that humans were feeding it.
Boy, they mash them, stick them in a stomach.
Housley was cited with the illegal possession of wildlife, by the way. Well, a naked man was caught on camera stealing a Biden-Harris campaign sign from an Albuquerque resident's front yard over the weekend. I mean, the dude is completely
naked.
I don't know why he felt the need to get naked. Footage from the homeowner's Ring security camera show the man walk up from the darkness, snatch the sign out of the ground, then disappear under the moonlight. The person who posted the video on Reddit said that it happened in the wee hours of Saturday morning.
Well, I think if he was looking to make a statement, just being naked in public got it done, right?
Yes. And a neighbor eventually found the sign, discarded two streets away, and returned it. This isn't the first time someone has let loose on a presidential campaign sign in Albuquerque. Last month, a viral video from Facebook showed a man fully clothed hacking up a Trump sign with a machete on an Albuquerque street corner. The incident is currently under investigation.
So if I'm going to encounter either one of those, I prefer the naked
dude. I'll take the naked
dude.
You get a laugh out of it.
You get a laugh out of it and less machete.
Here's a follow-up story. The Danish inventor who was convicted of torturing and murdering a Swedish journalist in a self-built submarine in 2017.
Do you guys remember the story?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Escaped on Tuesday from the prison where he is serving a life sentence, but was quickly recaptured after a standoff with snipers. Peter Madsen was seen in a dramatic video surrounded by heavily armed police as he sat with his hands behind his back on a grassy patch at the side of a road in Albertsland.
I'm so screwed.
A reporter said that he was wearing a belt-like device around his waist. Members of the bomb squad also responded to the scene. Madsen reportedly took a hostage inside the prison and had threatened the person with what appeared to be a firearm. Huh. He stopped less than a half mile from the prison.
They said he scaled the wall, Preston, and he had chomping teeth attached to springs on his belt.
Pinchers of power?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not original, but effective.
Yeah.
A witness said that police suddenly surrounded a white van outside of the prison in suburban Copenhagen and opened the door and pulled Madsen out. Madsen had been kept in isolation amid concerns that he would try to escape from the lockup, which he did. In a recent interview for a documentary, the 49-year-old admitted to the crime for the first time, answering yes when asked whether he had killed Kim Wall in August 2017.
I meant no, I did not.
Here's my favorite story of the day. A group of flying squirrel smugglers has been grounded after a 19-month-long investigation that stretched across the country and as far as Asia, Florida wildlife officials say.
So the flying squirrels themselves were being smuggled, or were they the smugglers?
No, they were being smuggled. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced the series of arrests, which disrupted what they called an elaborate organized enterprise to smuggle Florida's wildlife to interstate and international buyers.
There's a big market for flying squirrels?
The FWC received a tip about flying squirrels being illegally trapped in rural Marion County. That eventually led them to uncover an elaborate scheme to poach and smuggle animals to unsuspecting buyers. The flying squirrels, which are a protected species in the state, by the way, were trapped in central Florida, then sold to a wildlife dealer in Bushnell, who resold them as captive-bred pets and not wildlife.
Casey, could you come into the library for a second? I I don't know if you're aware of this, but up here in the Poconos, we have flying squirrels.
Huh.
You may rejoin your family.
The scheme involved buyers flying to Bushnell from Korea, then driving them to Chicago, then flying them back to Asia using an unwitting pet exporter.
So what's the end result? Are they used for anything? Are they eaten? Are they turned into vitamins? Or are they
just pets?
Yeah. Other traffickers from Atlanta eventually became involved, none of whom ever knew the identities of the others involved. Investigators believe the poachers caught as many as 3,600 flying squirrels through central...
Holy hell!
Throughout central Florida in less than 3 years, setting as many as 10,000 traps. Turtles and even alligators were also smuggled in a similar fashion.
What were those little things? Sugar gliders.
Sugar gliders.
They were all the rage for a while.
Experts estimate the international retail value of the poached wildlife exceeding $1 million. By the way, this from this news story, flying squirrels, while small and adorable, do not make good pets. So not good to have, but they were doing it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Police say a 23-year-old man is facing a manslaughter charge after he shot and killed his twin brother on Sunday night. It's really weird how this happened. Thomas Parkinson Freeman and his twin, Matthias, were sitting in a vehicle in front of their home with a friend, talking and joking. Police say at one point, Matthias pulled out a concealed handgun and pointed it at his brother Thomas, who in turn pulled out his own gun and pointed it back at him.
Thomas
pulled the trigger. Matthias was hit in the face. He was mortally wounded from that shot. So I think they were just toying around. And
was that it?
Yeah. Because they were
never toy around like that.
They were talking and joking. Thomas was wearing a gun belt left over from a former job as a security officer with a personnel handgun. It was a personal handgun at the time. According to police, he was wearing it to show it off to others. Detectives say Thomas was not acting in self-defense. They say that he told them he was not in fear at the time. He didn't believe his brother would shoot him, but he said that he reacted automatically based on training and didn't know why he did so. He was charged with manslaughter in the incident. That's messed up. That's his twin brother. A now former deputy is accused of giving a gun to a young girl and telling her to shoot anyone who entered his apartment. And he also allegedly performed an exorcism on a second child. Christopher Dougherty was arrested on Sunday after Orange County deputies were called to an apartment on Thursday.
My dad once took me out for ice cream.
At the apartment, deputies said they found Dougherty with a gun and found a young girl lying on the floor with a rifle. She was wearing a Kevlar helmet and bulletproof vest. She was ready to shoot anyone who entered the apartment. This is the deputy that wrote this on the arrest report. A second child inside the home was armed with a stun gun. The girl told investigators that when she woke up that morning, Dougherty told her that there were demons in the house and they needed to burn things that were possessed.
Okay, Daddy.
The girl told investigators they burned several items in the parking lot and performed an exorcism on her brother. Dougherty was taken to the hospital under the Baker Act for mental health evaluation.
What level of exorcism was performed on the brother?
They didn't say. Dougherty was arrested after being released from the hospital. He's facing a child abuse charge. A Dubuque man has been arrested after a physical disturbance in which he bit another man's nose off.
Oh!
Officials said it happened just after 11 p.m. on Saturday. 24-year-old Blair Allen Ward and 20-year-old John Frank Turner II were asked to leave Noonan's Tap after getting into a verbal disturbance with several other patrons.
Yeah, that's him.
traffic camera footage. What?
That's the guy right there.
I don't know.
That's the guy.
That's right there. That's the guy right there.
God damn it.
So here's what happens.
I know everything about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
No, you don't.
Everything's about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
What was the name of the guy who owned the magic shop?
Forget.
All right, so traffic camera footage shows Warden and Turner continue the verbal argument with two people before getting into a physical altercation in the alley. During the fight, Ward punched a man, tackled him to the ground.
Dipper Brown.
The man was able to break free and ran, with the other person being attacked to a residence. Officials said Ward threw two large rocks at the residence, causing damage to the window, and threatened to kill the man's family while yelling at him to come out and fight. I'll kill your family. Another physical altercation occurred between Ward and Turner and the man, with Ward throwing punches and Turner wielding a long metal pole. It was during this fight, officials said Ward bit most of the man's nose off, which Ward later admitted to. Do you know the jaw strength it takes to bite someone's nose off?
Through cartilage, through everything. That's what always stuns me in these stories. The clamp, you have to sort of be wrenching away to rip it off.
Yep.
And could you imagine somebody's mouth, but you know, biting, they're that close to you. I can't imagine.
Sounds
what
like
that
a
would
nightmare.
Be. Yeah, it does.
Your nose.
Ward faces charges of serious injury.
Yeah.
Then one last story, and we'll wrap this up. This is a good one. Those were messed up stories.
They're very messed up.
This is a good one.
Kathy's crying.
Bystanders helped rescue an elderly couple from a sinking car Monday after it careened into a Long Island canal. Several people, including two police officers, jumped into the water to pull Joseph Ibitabel, who is 78, to safety, while rescue workers broke a window to free his wife, who was unconscious in the passenger seat. An off-duty police officer performed CPR on the woman, Dolores, and she was able to restore her pulse and breathing.
That's amazing.
They were taken to the hospital after treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The rescue was captured on security video, by the way. It shows the couple in their Mercury crashing through a fence into the canal.
Do they say what town it was in?
Yeah, it was Lindenhurst.
Okay.
Lindenhurst.
Yeah, no. Well, wow, we're looking at the footage right now, Preston.
And
scary. Yeah,
followed by several people running to help as the car starts to submerge. Police said that Joseph lost control while the couple's vehicle was struck by another car, a Subaru, whose 85-year-old driver had backed up into traffic after getting into a fender bender.
Jeez.
That man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, along with several people involved in the rescue. But they got him out of there. It's amazing. They could have easily died. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.